This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
John, we had Sharon Moore on, and I think the question is, what Michigan did, does it change the outlook of their season, and can they continue to win that way?
Well, does it change the outlook of their season? Yes. After USC beat LSU, now all of a sudden, instead of three opportunities to play against big opponents and opponents that they were not going to be favored against, it went from Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State to include then USC. And now all of a sudden, hey, you beat one of those opponents. It's a game that you're not favored. It's a higher ranked opponent than you. Yeah, it changes the outlook of the season. Now, the second part, can they continue to win that way? This week, yes. It's Minnesota.
Yep.
Can they win that way against Washington? Yes.
Road game, sure. It'll be tougher, but sure.
Yes, but can they? I mean, Yes. It's not, you know, will they or...
It's tough to imagine 32 passing yards being a winning formula most weeks, as good a run team as they have been and could be.
32 passing yards means that you're running for 200, 250 to 300 yards. Yeah. 290 yards on Saturday. So if they have a repeat performance, sure they can. But I think the better question is, will they continue to win this way?
Right.
And no, the answer is no. They won't be able to continue to win this way. Against, you know, Minnesota, yes. Minnesota gave up, you know, a 200-yard rusher last week, and Michigan's rushing attack is much more diverse and better than they faced last week. So it can work for another week, but will it keep working? No. You're going to have to eventually show that you have a passing threat.
So they won last year at Penn State with, what was it, like 29 consecutive runs to close out the game.
Stopped throwing the ball mid-second quarter.
Yeah, and they really didn't throw the ball to beat USC. Those are good football teams. Mm-hmm. Those aren't great football teams.
You're talking a one-off last year and a one-off this year.
Right, and that's the point is I think Oregon, I think Texas was proof of this too, but Oregon, Ohio State, I still chalk those up as losses. I still feel like this team is going to finish 9-3. That was the preseason thought. Now, it got dark for a couple weeks there, and we started talking about 7 wins, 8 wins. I do think the win against USC stabilized things for Michigan, but I don't think their ceiling gets any higher unless they have a real vertical threat throwing the ball. Because, John, those third downs are painful when you know it's got to be a screen pass because there's nothing down the field that Orgy can complete with reliability, with consistency. I think the good teams who are tougher than USC will line up with the safety in the box, will put you on man coverage on the island, and they'll dare you to beat them. And I don't trust Orgy to do that. Michigan will be stable because they can run the ball and bully the bad teams and still get to that 8, even 9 wins. But I think their ceiling is capped unless they get more downfield passing.
Yeah, and at some point, whether it's, you just say once a quarter, once a half, we're just going to chuck it deep. I mean, they showed that against Arkansas State. Okay, no big threat there, but Orgy shows he has a strong arm, couldn't connect with Fred Moore, and now all of a sudden you run into an issue, and I think on that play, Fred Moore didn't run all the way through the route. If he did, maybe it's a completion, but if you're a receiver, and this is not a knock on Michigan's receivers, and you're running routes and routes and routes and routes, and it's never coming your way, at some point you're like, you know, you might not be giving... Maybe it's 95% and you need 100% on the one opportunity that you have in that game. That is mentally taxing. And I'm not blaming Fred Moore for that. I'm not blaming Alex Orji for overthrowing him. Like, that is where you have to, at some point, for the mental health of your wide receiver room, give him a chance to go make a play. Throw it up. Say, you know what? Samaj Morgan, Fred Moore, Tyler Morris, go make something happen. Kendrick Bell, go make something happen. Earn your right to get more balls thrown your way. Alex Orji, earn more right to throw the ball.